If capitalism is fair, then unionism must be. If men have a right to capitalize their ideas and the resources of their country, then that implies the right of the men to capitalize their labor. Frank Lloyd Wright, architect, writer, and educator. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, January 19th, 1915, 20 strikers at the American Agricultural Chemical Company in Roosevelt, New Jersey, were shot by factory guards in order to protect corporate profits, low wages, and deadly working conditions. The strikers had stopped an incoming train in search of scabs when the guards opened fire. 1920, 3,000 members of the Filipino Federation of Labor strike the plantation of Oahu, Hawaii. Their ranks swell to 8,300 as they are joined by members of the Japanese Federation of Labor. January 20th, 1920, at the height of the Red Scare, 4,000 foreign-born labor organizers and union members are falsely accused of communism and arrested for radical activities, over 500 of whom are later deported from the land of the free. 1934, Hitler enacts the Act on the Regulation of National Labor, replacing all union collective bargaining agreements. The act read, in part, "The leader of the plant makes the decisions for the employees and laborers. They owe him faithfulness." Fascist governments are always against worker-led unions and can be identified by their strong desire to destroy unions. January 21st, 1946. Over 750,000 steel workers walk out in 30 states. Largest strike in U.S. history at that time. American capitalists used World War II as an excuse to exploit workers and kept wages low, even as profits were higher than ever. The year 2000. 600 police sent to protect corporate profits and low wages attack and beat unarmed picketing longshoremen in Charleston, South Carolina. January 22, 1826, Indian field hands at San Juan Capistrano Mission refused to work, engaging in what was probably the first farm worker strike in California. 1890, the United Mine Workers of America is founded in Columbus, Ohio, with the merger of the Knights of Labor Trade Assembly No. 135 and the National Progressive Miners Union. January 23, 1913, 10,000 clothing workers strike in Rochester, New York for the 8-hour workday and union recognition. Mounted police charged the strikers and arrested picketers. Many were wounded over the course of the strike, and one worker, 18-year-old Ida Bryman, was shot and murdered by a sweatshop contractor who was protecting profits. Low wages and deadly working conditions. The strike was called off in April after manufacturers agreed not to discriminate against workers for joining a union. 1913, Joe Hill's song "Mr. Block" first appeared in the wobbly newspaper The Industrial Worker. Created by Ernest Reibe, the cartoon character Mr. Block owns nothing, yet he speaks and thinks from the standpoint of the millionaire. He is the personification of all that a worker should not be. January 24th, 1920. 3,000 are arrested during the first Palmer raids. Without cause or warrants, homes, businesses, and union offices were invaded and destroyed. Led by Attorney General Palmer, federal agents rounded up large groups of falsely accused communists and radicals, labor organizers and union members, who were arrested and jailed without charges, thousands would be deported. 1937, the United Auto Workers, UAW, organized their first aircraft local. January 25th, 1988, the Sheet Metal Worker International Association is founded in Toledo, Ohio, as the Tin, Sheet Iron, and Cornice Workers International Association. In 1915, the Supreme Court, protecting the capitalists, upholds yellow dog employment contracts, which forbid membership in labor unions. Yellow dog contracts remain legal until 1932. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.